November 12th. On this day in 1954, Ellis Island, located in New York City Harbor, the gateway to America, closed after processing more than 12 million immigrants since opening. On January the 2nd, 1892, 15-year-old Annie Moore from Ireland became the first person to pass through the newly opened Ellis Island. She received a greeting from officials and a $10 gold piece. It was the largest sum of money she had ever had. Only 2% of immigrants were denied entrance into the U.S. Today, an estimated 40% of all Americans can trace their roots through Ellis Island. Less than 2% of Americans have indigenous roots. Today's poem is a sonnet which you will find engraved in bronze at the base of the Statue of Liberty. It was written by the American poet Emma Lazarus in 1883 to help raise funds for the erection of the statue. It's called the New Colossus. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that two twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless tempest tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Today I reflect on the welcome that America gave to immigrants, while remembering the millions of indigenous Americans who suffered as a result through homelessness, death, and disease.